What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we have an amazing guest, an Emmy Award-winning writer for TV shows like Peg and Cat, Waffles and Mochi's Restaurant, On Blue's Clues and You, and Dr. Seuss's Redfish, Bluefish. He's an original cast member of Disney's Frozen on Broadway. If you heard that Higa song, that was him. am I saying that right, Higa?
Higa.
Okay. Well, you're the professional. Thank you. This is a Tony nominee for Some Like It Hot, the musical. But to our family, Kevin is best known as the book writer and lyricist for the amazing Dog Man, the musical, and Cat Kid Comic Club, the musical. Please welcome to What If World, Kevin Dell'Aguila.
Yay! Woo! Hello, hello, hello.
Wow, that was like one of our longer intros.
Is that right?
You have such a storied career. You've done so many different amazing things. How does it feel to be where you're at right now?
Oh, it's wild. It's really fun. You know, I'm always doing something different and new, writing or performing or directing. It never gets boring.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like more and more artists these days have to be flexible, creative, and exploring new paths all the time. And you're just making it happen. You're just an inspirational figure at our home.
Aww.
And folks, I know we usually do plugs after, but like if you've seen the Dog Man movie, when you get to listen to the musical, if you haven't already, it's almost like reliving that movie and all your best favorite Dog Man scenes, if you're familiar. And if you aren't, you know, oh, you're going to love it. Kevin, we always get started with a what if question from one of our listeners at home. Are you ready for it?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Yeah, I feel that same way as well. Okay.
Hi, my name is Emma. I like JF Cat Fred the Dog. My question is, what if Fred the Dog found a ball that could make him teleport anywhere in What If World? I love your show. Bye.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Emma. Okay, so Fred the dog, he is a pug with a tongue too long for his mouth, old dog. Then we have JF Cat, who former president of What If World. He is he mostly specializes in long naps and knocking things over. If you had a ball that could teleport you anywhere, where's some place that you might want to go?
I'd want to go to the moon.
Oh.
I would want to go to the bottom of the sea.
Ooh.
I would want to go to the top of the highest mountain.
Oh.
I'd want to go places to see things that I would never normally be able to see.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you travel, though, are there any, like, bugaboos for you? Like, things, like, challenges of traveling or...
You know, the security lines, getting through security at the airports, and sometimes you forget something, forget to pack your toothbrush or something important like that. So
yes, this is great. We have so much to work with. so we got a nice travel story in front of us. Let's find out, what if Fred the dog found a ball that could make him teleport anywhere in What If World? Fred the dog and JF Cat were, as you know, on the hunt for a home. In a very recent story, we found out that JF Cat got turned into a half rocket ship cat. But, you know, you can't really live inside of a rocket ship cat, mostly because of the dander, I think. So they're still really continuing that search. They were wandering around What If World, and they just kind of needed a little bit of a distraction.
Yeah, you know, sometimes shopping is soothing for me, said Fred the dog.
If only there was some magical kiosk that would just pop up out of the... Oh, there what is, said JF Cat.
Hey, who's this guy at the place?
I'm glad you asked, little doggy. I'm selling
balls!
What a coincidence! I love chewing on balls!
I got tennis balls, I got bocce balls, I got inflatable balls, I've got beach balls, I've got a ball you could ever imagine!
I'll take your most inflatable and most poppable ball, please.
Okay, one inflatable poppable ball coming right up, and there you are!
Well, yes, for me, like, we've been really looking for a place for a long time. Like, I think folks at home are getting bored about it. It's just the travel is hard. I mean, I don't know, do you have a ball-based solution for that?
Okay, listen here, friend. I shouldn't do this because I'll get fired from my kiosk job, but I do have one incredibly special ball that I'm going to give to you. Now, this ball, it glows, it sparkles. It lights up magically,
wow.
Okay?
Oh,
it's a magic ball, but it's going to give you exactly what you're looking for. Here it is.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And you did say that you were going to give it to us
for free. Yeah, this is, it's just been sitting here waiting for a special somebody, and it seems like you're that special somebody. So here you go, little doggy. Enjoy.
This is absolutely phenomenal. I just need to whack this ball off of the kiosk because it's just sort of my thing, so just don't mind me.
Okay, what are we in? Some sort of trans-dimensional TSA? Like, we're in a space between dimensions. It seems like we're mid-teleportation, but we have to go through the security line for some reason?
Next. Come on in. Next up.
Hi.
Hey, you're going through there. You're going through security, yes?
Yeah, we got...
Your destination, dog?
Maybe we will go... We could start off by going to, like, the top of a mountain, maybe?
The top of the mountain. Which mountain are you looking at, dog?
There's really only one mountain of note in What If World. It's Mount Whateverest.
Mount Whateverest, of course. Yep. Do you have a passport?
I've got a pawport. Was that going to work for
you? Yeah, no, that'll work. Come over here. Let me stamp it. Okay.
Oh, that was my paw. Okay.
Oh, sorry about that. That's just, you know.
I'll take a pawport stamp too, dog.
Okay, here you go. And, okay. There you are.
Wait, do I have to check my luggage?
Oh, yeah. No, you got to put that all on the conveyor belt. It's got to go right through. There's no way you're getting through unless you put that on the conveyor belt.
JFK, where did this luggage come from?
We have been homeless animals for months. Of course I have luggage. It has all of the Fabergé eggs that I plan to knock off of the shelf once we
found
a home.
That's nice. That's very nice. Okay, put it in there. We'll take a look through the x-ray machine here. Oh, nice eggs.
Yeah, thanks.
Those are real nice.
I have... absolutely exquisite taste in things I'm going to break soon.
Yeah, no, those are really nice. Okay, you can come on through.
And through security they went.
Thanks, security person. And then what's gonna...
Okay, this mountain smells like garbage.
Where'd you two come from?
We're kind of like in the apartment hunt or house hunt or, you know, whatever. I know Hungry Bungry lives somewhere on this mountain.
Yeah, Hungry Bungry's over there. Yeah.
Yeah, but we haven't met you before.
No. Nobody's met me. I live here on this mountain. I've lived here for 40 years.
Having lived on top of a mountain of trash for 40 years, do you recommend the experience?
Oh, no, this is the greatest place to live. I wouldn't be here for 40 years if I didn't love it. The smell. Take a nice whiff of that, huh? Yes.
Oh, that's a good stink. Yeah. I really do love a good stink.
Yeah, the odor just fills your nostrils. It's lovely up here.
I might just need something slightly less stinky or more like a fish stink.
The fish side is on the other side of the mountain. You just want to go over the top there. You'll get to the fish area. It's really fishy smell. It's disgusting. You're going to love it.
I'm going to take a shortcut. I think if I just reach out with my extra long tongue and squeeze this ball while thinking of stinky fish smell, we'll go someplace that we're both going
to
enjoy.
Yeah, you do whatever you need to do.
Whoa. Blub, 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 blub.
You don't have to make blubs. We're at the bottom of the ocean, but we can breathe just fine. We're imaginary.
Oh, wow. There's like seashells here and the sunken city of Atlantis we've just discovered.
Oh. Wow, are you some sort of merfolk or...
more of a like octopusy kind of person, but
that's lovely.
You know, you can call me whatever you want.
Well, we just love cephalopods, whatever you want, and it's so nice to meet you.
Well, it's great to meet you too. Here, shake one of these tentacles I got.
Yeah, I shake them all.
You got a tentacle in your mouth.
Okay, one tongue shaking eight tentacles is a very strange sight. but it's now forever burned into my memory. Octopus, is the tuna hunting good around here?
Oh, it's the best. You can't find better tuna hunting anywhere in the entire sea. But you definitely want to coax them with something. I find a nice song, a really nice tuna song, seems to make them come out.
Okay, well, let me see, y'all. Any tips?
The loudest and the highest song that you can sing, usually the tuna loves that kind of song. You know.
Fishy time, get in my belly, it's fishy time, and it would be so magic if you would really stink too. Bubble, bottle, Oh, look, it's tuna fish coming out of the woodworks. But they're not in cans. I don't know if this is going to work for me.
You may want to go somewhere else then if you're looking for something that's in a can. I mean, you're not going to find anything like that down here.
We need to, think outside the box or outside the planetary sphere.
Oh, I'm going to just sit on this ball one last time and just kind of think outside the box thoughts. Octoperson.
Yeah, whatever you want to call me. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, yeah, sorry, whatever you want to call me. It's been so nice meeting you.
Whoa. It's like I can see the whole what-if world from here.
Oh, yeah, we're on the moon, apparently. I actually kind of like this because no matter where I am, it feels like I'm just laying on something. You can pretty much nap while you half float in microgravity.
Oh, look, there's a cannery.
Yeah, you didn't know there was a cannery on the moon, of course. What? Where else would they put it?
Cans. Cans. Who wants some cans?
Oh, cans. Wow. Oh, hey.
Hello.
So we actually need two different kinds of cans.
Oh, you're looking for cans, are you?
One that's tuna fish.
Yes, tuna fish cans.
And one that is a home, preferably with a removable lid.
Like a giant sunroof.
Oh, I see. You're looking for a can to live in, and you're looking for a can to eat some tuna fish out of. We've got a lot of cans, but they're mostly for recycling. Let me take a look. Let me see what we've got. Let me see what we've got in the back. I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back.
They have a really good recycling program.
But they say aluminum is infinitely recyclable as long as you clean it out, and then you gotta put the lid inside the can, and then you gotta squeeze the can closed so the lid doesn't get out, and then, like, turtles don't get their heads stuck in the cans, I guess.
Take good care of your cans, folks.
Okay, speaking of cans, this is your lucky day. We have, lot of tuna fish cans. I actually didn't realize how many. So I'm not sure if you want like a million of them. Is that enough? Is that going to be enough for you? Or are you maybe 2 million? 3 million.
Okay.
4 million? I mean, I can load it up right now if you want them.
You know what? We would take 4 million cans of tuna fish. Mm-hmm. I think with that many cans, we could probably make ourselves like a can fort,
And yeah, then
don't need one giant can.
You can use them as bricks and make yourself a tuna fish cabin.
At last, our long search is over. We will live in a tuna fish cabin.
And all of our friends will be able to come visit because we'll just have to throw this teleportation ball down to them.
It's perfect. Because when we are feeling antisocial, we just don't throw the ball.
Well, I'm really happy for you guys, and that'll be $5.
I only have 5 parlors. Will that work?
Well, normally I wouldn't do this, but you know what? I'm going to say yes, because you're so nice. And I like that one's tongue.
Oh, well, then I will give you an extra long, stinky tongue hug. And I've only eaten 3 cans of tuna fish, so the smell should be pretty, it's going to be bad.
Okay, well, I'm back. Oh, that was worse than you prepared me for, but payment accepted. Thank you. Enjoy living in your tuna fish cabin.
And with that, Fred the Dog and JF Cat started setting up their tuna fish cabin on the moon. But they had a few friends to invite for their housewarming party. And thus, they threw the ball down to What If World, and suddenly there was a kiosk salesperson, an octoperson, a man living on a trash mountain, and the can salesperson. This is all probably the best party we've ever had, as long as you all don't mind eating only tuna fish. It's really the only hors d'oeuvres we have.
No, I love tuna fish.
I love tuna fish more than anybody. This is great.
Well, no, it's wonderful here. It's really wonderful. Thank you for having us over.
And then each of you just need to pay us $5 for the party, because we owe a little bit of money.
Time to go. Time to go. Time to leave.
Yeah, I get just a little short, you understand? I just don't have it. Didn't really bring much with me, so take care.
The end. All right. Whoa. Kevin, I was like, this is the first time I think that a guest has done more voices than me.
Oh, I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
So. Oh, no, there's no supposed to. I was in my glory. And then I called back all the characters.
That's good.
And you character popped into each one of them. You are amazing. My mind is blown. Wow. and this has been really an ongoing problem for Fred and JF Cat. They don't make the best roommates. They have trouble paying their rents. You know, they keep getting kicked out of places or not finding the right place. So thank you for finally giving our friends a home.
Oh.
So Kevin, we've talked a little bit about the exciting things that you've worked on in the past. Are there things that you're working on in the future that people should get excited about too?
Well, if you're looking to see Dogman the Musical or Cat Kid Comic Club the Musical, or a musical version of the book Click Clack Moo, I wrote all of those things, and they're all on tour going through the country right now. So you can look up on TheaterWorks USA, twusa.org, I think.
Yep.
And you can find out whether they're coming near you and go see them.
Our kids have been begging us to take them. We're so excited.
And you've listened to the albums. We have albums of the Dogman musical and the Cat Kid musical, so you can listen to them on your favorite streaming service.
They're all stuck in my head. The way you invert rhymes, you know, you have like the challenging part come first sometimes, and so the rhymes are so unexpected. The villain songs in Dogman the musical for Pete the Cat are just glorious. And there's this line in Cat Kid Comic Club about Chubbs McSpider Butt.
Yes.
Who grows a spider abdomen when he is bit by a spider. But the line goes, Chubbs McSpider Butt.
That's my real name. It's just a weird coincidence. Just every time I hear it, I cackle anew. You're such a funny and genuine person, and I'm just so honored that you've been on our show today.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been really, really fun. So it's my pleasure.
All right. And, you know, I mean, this is a ways off.
But for all our EU listeners, there is going to be a European Union tour of the Dogman musical starting this summer, right?
Yes. End of July, beginning of August.
Yeah.
Dogman is finally coming to Europe.
I hope you all see these shows and check out these albums. And just thank you again, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I'd like to thank my guest, Kevin Dell'Aquila, Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, my producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that travel can be tiring, but it can also lead to amazing new discoveries and connections. And until we meet again, keep wondering.